Our next guest joining us live in live on the phone this morning is Star Valley Cross Country Coach Ty Draney. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach, for joining us this morning. And you've been on the road. You and your boys and girls headed out to Boise, Idaho, and you're going to be running in the Bob Furman Invite this weekend, tomorrow. And this has become an annual thing for you, and it's such a competitive race. Talk to us about the Bob Furman and who all is going to be there and what makes it such a great meet.
It is. It's a fun place to go and run, you know, for several reasons. It's a fast course. We spend a lot of time on some really tough courses, and it's fun to be able to see our athletes be able to air it out a little bit. And so between the course and the environment, you know, I believe they said an email that we have between the middle school races this evening and the high school races tomorrow, over 5,000 athletes will be competing at Eagle Island State Park, and including the number one team in the nation, Harriman, and some other regional and powerhouses. It brings in teams from Washington and Oregon and Montana, all over the place. And so it's a fun place to see where you stack up.
You know, you look at this kind of competition, and it's got to be really exciting for you guys, considering the results that you've been able to put up this year and in previous years. When you go into a tournament like this, what are your goals for finishing? I mean, is it are you trying to win this thing? I mean, what are your hopes and goals going into it?
Well, you know, our kids are competitive, and they like to compete. We don't talk a lot about those. I know that sounds kind of funny. I don't know if it's because it just kind of goes unsaid. We're always trying to win, always trying to do better. We're trying to run fast, and we're trying to compete, take care of the things in the moment and where our feet are, and then a lot of that other stuff kind of sorts itself out, you know. So we talk about a few things like you know, keeping down our spread between our first and fifth runner and a few of those kind of things, and try to control what we can control, and then yeah, it's easy to troubleshoot and to look over those things and later and excuse me, see where we need to improve and where we can improve as we go into the postseason later in October.
Obviously, expectations high coming into this season for your guys. You got Hobby Wetzel and Jace Burton and Colton Cranny and a bunch of guys who have been there, and they're going for their third straight 4A title. But I also want to talk about the girls team. This is a team that's kind of built up of a group of girls that they are really, to use one of your phrases, packed up nicely. They're all running in a great grouping, and they won the Cardinal Classic, and they're really just getting better every time out. Let's talk about obviously your guys, but your girls as well, as far as what they've been able to accomplish and some of their expectations in the next month.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, we've had years in the past, you know, some of the most fun years, 2016, 2017. You know, it's always extra special when you can get both teams performing at such a high level, and we've had some hints at that this year, and we've kind of got over the hump a little bit with a few things as far as learning how to compete, just getting experience. You know, I keep reminding them the only way to get experience is to have experiences, and that's something we can't really, really rush. You know, we feel like, you know, Alexis has done an amazing job as team captain, building off some of the momentum that's been building for a while now, but as we've kind of figured stuff out, and especially if we're able to run for each other and with each other instead of against each other, I think that's been a critical aspect of the success we've had. And yeah, we're just going to kind of keep pushing forward as a group, and as we get faster as a group. And I think last meet we were down to less than a 90 second spread between that bunch, and they've been performing really well, and it's been fun to see them kind of catch fire and the excitement of that goes with as we start to achieve some of our potential.
Star Valley High School track and cross country coach Ty Draney on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning. Coach, you talk about the strategy of cross country running, and you alluded to it a little bit there, keeping the spread down and that kind of thing. How do you actually work on that in practice? Because for those of us on the outside looking in, we just see you guys run around town, right? I mean, what do you do specifically to work on those things as a team?
Well, the biggest thing, you know, obviously there's no really playing defense in cross country. Maybe some would argue that would make it a little more exciting if there's some tackling going on or something out there. But again, not that it's not a contact sport sometimes, but yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, is it's always a little bit of a delicate balance of, you know, taking where we're at fitness wise currently with and getting to where we want to be. And so, yeah, there's plenty of stuff, you know, people rolling their eyes as we take up the whole entire road with 50 kids running around the streets of Afton. But the big time we work on that is on our quality workout days, which happen one or two times a week. And, you know, we have kids divided up by, depending on the workout, by either current fitness or goal pace and that sort of thing. And so those are the days that we work really hard of sticking close together and, you know, believing that sort of thing. We spend some time doing some race planning and try to individualize, you know, where in the race is the biggest struggle for them, and coming up with some strategies to both physically and mentally stay on top of it so that they can perform their best. And then we just kind of treat all these meets, whether it's our home meet or this giant Bob Furman meet, as it's a dress rehearsal, right? And we get to practice, and more importantly, we get to play cross country and go out and work hard and have fun and compete. But then we have some things to work on and look at. So hopefully if that all comes together and we can stay healthy, then we can perform at our best at the end of October.
One other thing I want to touch on with this Bob Furman meet, and just in case it's kind of slipped through the cracks, or maybe casual fans, it's an incredibly competitive Intermountain region. I mean, you just said that number one team in the country is Harriman. They're 200 miles away. But you know, you talk about all, I think when we were talking about this a few months ago, seven of the top 25 teams were all in your region in the country. And so it's an incredibly competitive place and time and region, and you get to go rub shoulders and they get to rub shoulders with you. And it's been fun to watch this meet over the years. Watch the Star Valley kids come out basically almost every day, one of them putting up a personal best at this thing, because they are running up against the best that you can find, and they're the best in the country. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, for sure. That's you know, that's the luxury of living where we do. You know, there are some disadvantages when we have to drive clear across the state or drive to the air quotes center of the state to Casper, that sort of thing, but it is a huge advantage, I think, to be close to states like Utah, Oregon, Washington, you know, some of the great teams in Southeast Idaho like Soda Springs. You know, we get to rub shoulders with them and see kind of where they're at, and yeah, and see where we're at, and you know, then you're able to see and believe when you see they're just high school kids too. I think that's inspiring, and so they can know that we can do the same things that they do if we put our heart and soul into it.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck to you guys at this event. You getting good weather out there in Boise? Because we have fantastic weather here, as you know, this weekend. Things looking good over there?
Yeah, it's a little toastier than we would like, but hey, it's almost October, and I've only had to scrape my windshield once this fall. I'd just as soon ride that till, you know, February if we could, but I know there'd be a few farmers that were worried about it. But it'll be a little bit toasty, but we'll have shade and plenty of liquids, and everybody's got to run in it, right? And again, as the idea of the dress rehearsals, I Coach Lorch and I were talking, and we just love to see like all the different conditions, because you never know at the end of October. You could have snow, rain, sleet, heat. You just don't ever know. So as many different things as we can get exposed to and be ready for, then we're not going to be quite so surprised or caught off guard come postseason. So yeah, we'll go give it a go, and excited to see where we land.
Just really quickly, I do want to throw out there that Coach Draney was slinging the pigskin last night at practice. So I mean, he still got it.
Oh yeah, that's what I will always maintain, second worst quarterback in Star Valley history, right there.
So who's the? I didn't even think about this when you said it last night. Who's the worst?
Oh, I'll tell you what I tell the kids every day. I pray there was somebody.
Oh, okay. Okay.
God. I thought it was maybe you're going to throw a family member under the bus.
I didn't know where that was going.
No, I wouldn't even go there. My brother was way better than me.
Tennyson did have more yards than you.
Yeah. He also started several seasons as opposed to one game. But that's a whole other story. So.
That's Coach Ty Draney, Star Valley Cross Country. Thanks again, Coach. Good luck to you guys.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.